American Duck Radio. News, opinion, and a little irreverence from both sides of the 49th parallel. This is American Duck Radio with Mike Phillip.
Hour 2 of American Duck Radio's Rock Friday on Mojo 5 on WBN 324, the World Broadcast Network. This is Mike Phillip, and I've got people sending me private messages on, what the heck is this, Twitter. Denise in Canada, she says, hey, Stu is already advertising your appearance on his show this afternoon. And she said, you two look like brothers. And I looked at the picture that he put up, and I guess we kind of do look alike in a certain way. And the United States border and Canada's are now open, but you have to be triple vaxxed, and have a 2x4 stuck up your nose with a cotton swab on the end of it. Remember the good old days when all you needed was to get tested to cross the U.S. border? Not anymore.
Land crossing is finally open. I'm back at work. I really miss this place. I miss my coworkers. I miss the work. And most of all, I miss the people. Hi there.
Hi. Haven't done this in a while.
I know. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Passport.
Yep. There you go.
What is your purpose in the United States?
I'm going to Target.
For how long?
Just a couple of hours.
Is that fruit? Are you smuggling fruit in the United States?
No, it's just a snack. I was going to eat it.
Pull over for inspection. If I find so much as a tangerine, you are going to jail.
No, please don't do that.
I miss this. Next!
U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Proud to welcome back our amazing staff of roided up psychopaths.
Have you ever had somebody tell you, I hate to say this, but I told you so. Well, you know what? In my experience, they actually don't hate it all. They love it. The Hives hate to say I told you so on American Rock Radio. Rock Friday, Hour 2! say it, but I told you so on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Notice that we did not talk about any kind of a new variant today whatsoever. However, we did talk about a brand new disease, post-plandemic stress disorder, and that's all they can do. They can keep making up new stuff. Now, listen, I believe in the power of healing in the name of Jesus Christ because I've seen it over and over again. But there was also times when, Paul the Apostle wrote to Timothy, the young preacher that he traveled with. He said, bring a little wine with you for your stomach's sake. And you think to yourself, why didn't he just heal him? I don't know. I wasn't there. Now, look, if you want to look for a way to heal without drugs and surgery and radiation and burning and cutting, go to AmericanRockRadio.com and become a Dr. Glidden Health Insider. And I'll tell you what, he'll show you how to get over 950 different chronic pain and disease issues. I've seen it over and over again. Seriously. And you know what? The other thing, too, is that God in his infinite mercy will lead you in the right places. There was a time when I was, I wasn't living for him. And I had massive health problems. I have asthma, allergies. I was partying way too much. I was drumming and lead singing in a rock band. So I was in bars and corporate events and parties all the time with a whole lot of people that, said they were my friend, but they weren't. And you know what? That worked both ways. I wasn't really their friend either. They were just convenient to have a good time with. But you know what? The good times come to an end. And there was a time when I'm pretty sure that I had Parkinson's disease or something like it. Like there was a time when my motor skills and my brain seemed to be shorting out. Like I had to think extra hard to make my hand reach out and grab something off of a table. And it scared me bad. I got to be honest with you. But I did not want to go to a doctor and get it checked out because once you get that diagnosis, you're on the drugs, it's worse. But I was led to Dr. Glidden. And you know what? I just healed. And so no diagnosis, no drugs, AmericanRockRadio.com. You want to go the natural route with all the crap in this world? You can do it. The Black Keys. I got mine.
I'm moving man in my younger days.
next up on Hour 2 of American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. This one is a cover and an old tune called Cry to Me, but it's by Mark Brassard, and the album is SOS 2, Save Our Soul. Very original. Way to go, Mark. This is a very cool old song, though, and we're going to play it for you. And it runs about 4 minutes. He did a good job of it. Not something I could listen to all the time, but once in a while, definitely. Cry to Me, acoustically done by Mark Brassard. You'll recognize it, trust me. Don't you feel like crying? Well, it's not because of anything I did. The Headstones, Three Angels on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday, Hour 2. Lots of time before the commercials.
set a table for me tonight. They know my face. They set a place and it's for me tonight. Well, I can't disappoint them. I guess I've joined them. They've been waiting on me forever. And I've been down on earth and in this town. And I swear there's gotta be something better.
One of the kids in our Sunday school here at church, and I get such a kick out of those guys. Kids are the best people on the planet, you know. And I can't remember. His dad was telling me, he asked him, how are you doing? And he said, I'm more powerful than black holes. He was talking about, you know, Disney's the black hole. He's into astronomy, and he thinks about it a lot. And the only reason I thought about that was because the next song is the Blue Stones' Be My Fire off of the album Black Hole. So if anybody asks you how you're doing today, you just tell them I'm more powerful than black holes. I know what jackholes are going to do with that.
Conjurer.
by Fire by the Blue Stones on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. It is 1:29 Mountain Standard Time if you're listening live, and that means that we've got to go to a commercial break for our sponsors at Mojo 50. Stick around. Last half of Hour 2 of American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Right after this, don't go anywhere!
Recently discovered in a small subsection of the Green New Deal, the United States Air Force is moving away from conventional explosive ordnance.
Being considered to replace these terrible weapons are more ecologically friendly weapons, such as cat coolers, to be used like anvils in a Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
Recently declassified audio from deep inside Cheyenne Mountain.
Genevieve, come quick. The Chinese have taken over the island beachhead. What should we do?
Release the cat coolers!
The first cat cooler dropped, activated a volcano on impact. The cooler still has ice in it and was used as a life raft by 26 island refugees.
China has signaled their unconditional surrender, and it is anticipated that the cat cooler will never again be used in such a destructive way.
What? China surrendered, G.I. Joe! No more drop a cat cooler!
No coolers were harmed in the making of this ad, but the island is a total loss. Cat coolers does not recommend dropping coolers from planes, but the video is really cool, and it's still illegal to smuggle
cat coolers. Catcoolers.com. Catcoolers.com.
G'day, mates. Tech Roo here on location in Australia in search of a rare and elusive wild hare. Most think you would find him when the sun don't shine, but we will find him right here in this primitive Aboriginal outback. I would never consider an excursion like this without my Patriot Supply survivor gear in my pouch. No, not that pouch. I don't have a pouch. In my backpack. Besides the four-week emergency food supply kit that's back at home from preparewithmojo50.com, I've got an emergency blanket, my one-size-fits-all poncho, my snake bite kit, and my Alexa Pure Survival Spring Straw. Crikey, there's the wild hare now. Ain't he a beaut?
What's up, Dad?
Find some great deals at preparewithmojo50.com.
December 16th, 1773. And now, what really happened at the Boston Tea Party?
What are they doing?
They're throwing all the king's tea and coffee in the harbor to protest taxation without representation.
Do you think we should stop them? I really like my car.
Come on, it's not American Pride Roasters.
Yeah. That would be a trebuchet mockery.
American Pride Roasters, the choice coffee of real American patrons for over 250 years.
That's right. Get yours today at AmericanPrideRoasters.com. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com.
And cut.
I don't think APR has been around quite that long, guys.
Oh, well, but what we do know for sure is that no APR coffee was thrown into the Boston Harbor in 1773.
Therefore, using transitive properties, since they didn't throw any in the harbor, clearly they liked it best.
At Romika Designs, we're more than just a laser engraving and specialty design company. Much more. I'm Ron Phillips, co-owner of Romika Designs, and if you can dream it, we can probably make it. We can custom laser cut and engrave on nearly all material. Great for one-of-a-kind gifts, home decor, business and specialty items, or personalized and logo designs created just for you or your company. Allow us to become your go-to gift and specialty project partner. Romika Designs can help make your ideas a reality. We're ready to help you design and create that special gift for any occasion or engrave your personal or business logo on just about any product. View our designs at romikadesigns.com or simply email us with your ideas. We specialize in custom design and would be honored to have the opportunity to discuss it with you. Call us at 817-400-4040, email info@romikadesigns.com, or visit us on the web at romikadesigns.com.
When you know it's about to get real, and you really need a plan, and
and you need people on board, there's only one place to be. Sunday Long Live Radio. 5 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. UK on Mojo 50 Radio.
American Radio.
I would say the world's most underrated radio shows. American Uck Radio. This guy, Mike Phillip, is brilliant. I listen to him every day. Love your show. I really do. I'm a huge fan. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
American Uck Radio. American Uck Radio.
Last half of hour two of American Uck Radio's Rock Friday on Mojo 50 WBM 324. Not a lot surprises me anymore, but I just ran across something that actually does. The CBC is the Canadian Broadcast Corporation, and it's, make no mistake about it, it's a propaganda outlet for the government. And they actually just posted this opinion piece by a guy named Alan Richards, a privacy lawyer in Toronto. And I'm actually shocked to see this in the CBC. This surprises me. Listen to this. He writes, "Listen closely and one might be able to discern the unmistakable sounds of our elected and unelected officials frantically firing up the gas lights and moving the goalposts on COVID restrictions and vaccinations. It was a precipitous but inevitable shift from 2 weeks to flatten the curve to get the jab or lose your job. And unsurprisingly, there's still more to come. Met the provincial vaccination targets? Great. Now it's time for a booster. Ready for the temporary vaccine passport systems to expire? Sorry, we're going to need to extend it through spring. Proving once again that if you give the government an inch of your rights, they'll go for a mile every time." I'm actually really shocked that this is on the CBC's website. Less than a year ago, government and public health officials touted vaccination as a panacea to end the pandemic. "It's safe, effective, and will allow the country to put COVID behind us," we were told. To that end, citizens were encouraged, prodded, and eventually threatened to get their shots, with holdouts demonized by politicians at all levels. Yet in Ontario, even as the province exceeded by weeks its vaccination and case number targets of the government's phased reopening plan, citizens were offered only breadcrumbs in return, moving up phase three reopenings by just a few days with no plans at the time for a complete reopening. And now, with case numbers in Ontario have essentially split evenly between the unvaccinated and fully vaccinated, and questions about waning vaccine efficacy, the goalposts shift again with the rollout of booster shots elsewhere in the country and calls for expanded eligibility. One does not need to look hard to guess what the next step will be across Canada and Israel and France. The definition of fully vaccinated was changed to include boosters. Those 6 months out from their second dose or first booster are now considered unvaccinated and their vaccine passport privileges suspended. This is actually in the CBC. This is in the Canadian Broadcast Corporation. He goes on, "There is, of course, the popular rebuttal that these goalpost shifts are entirely above board as the science evolves, but that exposes the flaw inherent in government's COVID response. For nearly 2 years, debate and dissent from burdensome COVID restrictions has been short-circuited with demands that citizens trust the science, a modern take on debate-diffusing exhortations to support our troops during the war on terror. Every infringement on citizens' privacy, mobility, autonomy, and conscious rights have been justified by officials in the name of the infallible technocratic might of the science." This is a Canadian government propaganda website. And he goes on and on. Always another threat around every corner. A booger man just waiting to kill you. I'm just looking at the comments on this. John Smith writes, the longer this goes on, the more likely it looks as if COVID is here to stay. No matter when we return to normal, we run the risk of a new variant popping up and setting us back. I say give a chance for the kids to be vaccinated and pull the plug on the restrictions and stimulus. No, John, it's not going to end with the kids. That's his answer. Well, look, let's just get the kids vaccinated and then we can stop. No, you idiot. That's. Steve Priest says, I had to double check that I was actually on the CBC's website. This is the first time I've seen an article questioning COVID decisions here ever. Yeah, me too. This is really weird. Doc's Lost Jail Hole, Jamie in the American Arc Radio rebooted chat room and asks, Mike, Philip, are you going to be doing your Bible study online? Yeah, I'll probably set up a Zoom room or Google video or something like that. But yeah, we're going to make it available to everybody, and you'll like it. Even Tucker Carlson is talking about what's going on here. It's the same thing he's always talked about, but I guess a little bit different.
In Canada, unvaccinated citizens have now been banned from planes or trains in their own country.
Soon.
Not because they've tested positive for COVID and are infecting people, but simply because they haven't taken the injection that the prime minister demands they take. Whether or not they have natural immunity, that's irrelevant. It's about obedience. That's Canada. This is where we're heading, and we're heading there very, very fast.
You know what? I think that this is all going to come to a close. Things might get worse, but you know what? There's a shelf life to everything. Seriously, there's only so much sand in the hourglass, and this, like everything else, will come to an end. But it's Rock Friday. The Brothers Osborne, Shoot Me Straight on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Last half of hour two. Sit back and shut up.
Give me that look to lift me down easy smile. Don't act like I couldn't see you coming 400 miles. Don't try to find a perfect words. Can't take the pain out of the hurt. Hit me hard, baby, I can take it. It's your move, go on and make it. Make it burn the whole way down. Shoot me straight. I got some friends who love to go away somehow. A couple of planes to help me pity you feel well. It's playing time for alcohol from happy hour to last call. So do what you gotta do so I can get to getting over you and make it burn. Shoot me straight. Don't give me that salt, sugar, and lime. Don't give me that comeback taste of this time. Don't muddle it up, don't want everything. Give me everything you got right here, right now. Make it burn.
I'm not going to give a shout out to Sarah Nichols Media. I'm not going to do it because she asked me to. And a lot of times if somebody does something nice for you, it's because they feel like it. You don't have to hint that they do. So I'm not going to mention that Sarah Nichols Media is the best intern for Mojo 5.0 ever. I'm not going to do it. So stop bothering me, Sarah. There you go. You got your shout out. Next song, Orange 9mm. They have a song called Fauci. Oh, I'm sorry. It's called Failure. Orange 9mm from the album Tragic. Failure.
I swear you never tried. Seems like you're painting a hole for you to hide. So was it good for you? Now you sweat orange and tears, burn a hole in you for years. You better lie, can you look into your eyes? So was it good for you? Don't be no failure. Now you got to pay all the times you've been wet from. Hey, as it goes back.
We have a late entry from Lori down in Texas, and she's an ex-Albertan living way south of the 49th parallel. Lori, thank you so much for the interaction that you've given to the show, and we appreciate all of our listeners. She wants to hear Whipping Post. I'm assuming it's by the Allman Brothers. So here you go, Lori from Alberta, living in Texas. Some Allman Brothers for you. See what's happening here. So everybody's trying to use the reverse psychology Jedi mind trick on me in the American Arc Radio rebooted chat room over on MeWe. I see what you're doing, Jacob Hiller. I see what you're doing. Telling me you're too humble for me to give you a shout out because you don't want to hear your name, Jacob Hiller, on the show. Pretending that this is going to work on me somehow, that I'm going to cave and say your name, Jacob Hiller, on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Everybody, make sure that you tune in to the Leprechauns Rock 'em, Sock 'em Saturday. He says that he's doing a sunshine edition. I don't know what that means, but it's probably going to be fun. Probably. Lep's a great guy, and he has taken the Saturday time slot and never once done a bad job. There you go. We're going to close it out with some Audio Slave, Like a Stone. Everybody have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you on American Rock Radio on Monday. Take care, and be good to one another, as Jerry Springer used to say every day at about 3 o'clock. Don't be like Jerry Springer.
This is the seditious, rabble-rousing, liberty-loving, home of fun, entertaining, and compelling talk. Mojo 5.